prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
I always wait to make sure. Oh, there we go. It goes from zero to like 5 seconds.
That's for the safety delay.
Are we rolling? No,
we are rolling. Yes. Oh, okay. Oh wait. You already said the fox.
Oh, good. Got that.
So we are here at Southern Growl in Greenville, South Carolina. We're still in Greenville?
We're in Greer.
We're in Greer.
Greer,
South Carolina.
Greenville adjacent, yes.
We're here with Valentine Wolf.
Hi.
Yeah, and the other one.
What's up?
The other one? Really?
Sarah and that guy.
The guy looks like Superman from Kingdom Come.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite Superman stories, actually. Yeah.
Well, there you go. And then we're here with Nerd Bliss Podcast.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. What are you, 2/6 of the Nerd Bliss? How many of there are you
right
now?
I don't even know anymore.
I think there's 7 of us now.
Ooh. Which, if you haven't checked them out, please go check them out. And also donate to their Patreon page so they can give an extra mic to Tina so she never has to give up the mic.
You're
getting
money.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, we had no idea you had a Patreon.
We'll have a Patreon. Yeah, you have to choose between bagels, muffins, and
donuts. And bagels. That is a very important question on the show.
Yeah,
very important to us.
But it's also a Patreon level, and I felt offended by that. So.
We'll talk about that. We'll address that.
But, yeah, so if you haven't checked out Southern Growl, it's a gastropub with a huge beer list.
Yeah, you want to check out the beer list before you come and take notes so that you know what to order.
Yeah.
It's a pretty epic beer list.
Or you just drive down from Charlotte and be like that.
Mikey Mason, if you're listening, we're bringing you here next time you're in town.
Oh, yes. Beer powered time machine. All listeners
of
the time machine.
We'll try and get an adjacent table and bother you.
So how are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great. We're finally getting our weather turning around here in South Carolina.
I know.
And, we also Nerdlist just celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
Woo!
So we're still kind of riding that high. So,
yay!
Yeah, we're doing great.
Yay! And you record every Sunday and release every...
We try to release every Friday. I did not release this Friday yet.
Yeah, we're trying to release every Tuesday and Thursday, but today's Thursday, right? No,
yes.
It's not.
Yes.
It's not Saturday. And then you guys are hard at work in a new album, right?
What I'm working on right now is a video game soundtrack.
Oh, that's right.
Now, there may or may not be a video game to go along with it.
Sarah doesn't let these things stop her.
I was like, I'm writing a soundtrack no matter what. But then Aiden, who's the son of the Blibbering Humdingers, said that he might help make a game. So we'll see. I mean, I know he's busy with school, so he may not have time to do it. But he might be able to put something together, so there might be a game to go with the soundtrack.
If not,
the other way around. I love that.
But there's definitely a Sarah solo album.
There will definitely be a soundtrack.
And then
after that, we'll do the Mary Shelley Frankenstein project.
Yeah, we've got our metal project this year is going to involve, it's the 200th anniversary of the first edition of Frankenstein. Mary Shelley revised it in 1831, but 1818 was where we saw it unleashed upon the world. So we're going to do, the metal project's going to be probably using Frankenstein as a framework, but it's probably going to really maybe focus a lot on the story of Mary Shelley. She's really, really an extraordinary woman. And I think more people need to know the story of just how incredible of a human being she was. So,
and she persisted.
Yeah, she absolutely persisted. Absolutely.
So what I think you need to work in, if you go from the 1818, of course in 1918 the Red Sox won the World Series. And then, of course, here's 2018, and we have Elizabeth Warren, and she persisted.
So if you could just work
in the Red Sox and Elizabeth Warren in with Mary Shelley, I don't know. I may or may not have had something to drink.
And that's how Valentine Wolf came out with a 3-CD set. It'd be like Close to the Edge, this weird concept album that's like 4 hours long that doesn't even make sense to us. Like, we wrote it, we have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, it's like, we never going to give out those Patreon Kickstarter options again. We had to weave in baseball and elections.
A dark interpretation of Take Me Out to the Ballpark.
Is that what you say? I'm not a baseball fan.
That's all right. Sports ball.
Sports ball.
Yeah. So, and then when are you guys? You guys are going to be at a con. Are you at Con Carolina?
We are going to be at SC Comic Con with ESO Network. We're going to be sharing their table.
Ooh.
And we are.
When is that? Right?
Yeah, that's March 23rd and 24th, I think.
Oh. Woo. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
That's next weekend.
So that's next weekend.
Yeah, our first official appearance.
Whoa.
At a booth doing the thing.
That's a big concert.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. That is exciting. Awesome. Yeah, so definitely check that out if you're down here in Greenville, South Carolina. And, of course, when are you guys, what is your next appearance that you guys are doing?
Probably Con Carolinas, I think.
Con Carolinas, okay.
There might be a couple things before, but we've got just other stuff, so we'll see.
Probably Con Carolinas.
And then what beers did you guys drink here?
I had the Dragon's Milk.
And you had two of them, so you must have liked it.
I do. I like it.
And what did you have?
She likes it, Mikey.
I had a North Coast Brewery, Brother Thelonious Belgian Style, which I love North Coast Brewery. They make Old Rasputin, which is one of my favorite beer stouts. And I'm drinking now a Edmunds Oost Local, Charleston, South Carolina. This is coin-operated. It is a Belgian style. We found out there's, like, it's an official, I forget the name of the style of beer, but, like, apparently they were not allowed to print that on the label.
Something
because
that starts with a G.
Like, yeah, something like that. But it's very kind of effervescent and light, and I quite like it, so.
Yay.
I like it.
You like it. And you had a cranberry cider, right?
Yes, called Cranpappy. And I always appreciate sort of a punny name. That's what I look for.
You like a pun on the tongue when you're drinking it.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
And Chris, what did you have?
Wow, I had three. I also just finished a Dragon's Milk.
Because they're good.
And it's got good Belgian lacing on it.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Dragon's Milk. You really can't. And I had, I
unless
forget the name of it.
Unless it's someone from Star Wars where he,
that's wrong.
Yeah. I had an oyster stout from Low Tide. The name escapes me at the moment. I started out with the wood-aged Bitches Brew from Dogfish Head, and that was probably the winner of the three, if I'm honest.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to the Sweet 16 or whatever.
Advancing to the finals.
That's
yes.
Right.
And what did you have?
It was the South Growl, and they teamed up with another brewery. I forget the name of it here.
13 Stripes?
Yes, 13 Stripes.
Ah, yes.
We love 13
it's
Stripes.
It's a little citrusy, which I like citrus, so it worked out
well.
And
what did I drink all of?
This was a cup of water. And that's H2O, and it's finest. No, it was a cider. It was a sweet apple cider, because I know
it was
you're the sweet
good.
Pea, as I call you. So.
Yes, it was very good.
That's right.
It was very good. And overall, food was awesome, too.
Food was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
One of the
yeah.
things I actually really appreciated, it's a one-page menu.
Uh-huh.
Two columns, probably less than 20 items on there. And
but, oh my gosh.
Everything was good. Everything was good.
It's okay to have a small menu if you can execute on it, right? It's like.
Well, I actually prefer it because it makes it easier to choose.
Right.
When we've got, you know, you go into some of these diners that are 27 pages, and it's like, you can't be doing all of it well. So what actually do you do well, and what do you just take out and microwave?
Yeah,
that's what I need.
I think at the table we had two orders of the buffalo blue cheese fries.
Yeah, they were good.
Whoa. Yeah. I had the Krabby Patty, which was awesome. I couldn't eat it all though. It was too much. It was huge.
It looked good. I almost got that. I had the chorizo and potato tacos, and they were like unbelievably great. So
you liked what we got, right, Chris?
Right. The chicky parm parm.
These things are huge, though, guys.
Yeah.
You need to like cut it in half, and maybe cut it another.
Yeah, easily a whole chicken breast on that sandwich.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Score.
And then what did you have?
I had the club sandwich, and then we got an order of their provolone wedges because fried cheese.
Right.
Yeah. How could you not? Right.
Yeah. That looked really good.
It didn't look gooey at all, like with that stream that was going across the whole table.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to wait for them to cool for that to even work.
The molten cheese. Yeah.
But yeah, so overall, I would definitely grade this place an A. Very cool vibe, too.
Yeah.
You didn't know it was here, but it's been here for a while, right?
Been here for a couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been here a few times. We love it here.
Yeah, the only thing I would give as somebody from not around here is when you get into the parking lot, just realize it's on the side of the the strip mall of stores.
We were blasting right by it when we got here. We had to turn around and come back.
Yeah, it's not facing the street. It's on the side of the street. It's facing the Sonic.
Yeah.
But food's much better. So definitely check it out. Make sure that you go to SC Comic Con and stop by the ESO Network table and check out Nerdplus Podcast, one of our sister podcasts. Definitely check out Valentine Wolf on their current projects and make sure to check them out at Con Carolinas. And of course, you guys are coming back for Geek Gala.
We are so stoked to be back for the Geek Gala.
Yay! So make sure you check that out. And they are on a t-shirt. Have you ever been on a group t-shirt before?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so definitely check out our group t-shirt. It's on charlottegeeks.com. And it says something like a clown, a wolf, a mason, a Siegfried, and a bunch of ex-cons walk into a bar. Oh, and a spider. Yeah. So.
Oh, there's a Siegfried involved?
There is a Siegfried.
I don't know about that, man. That guy.
Yeah. Just the father of podcasting. No big deal. But yeah. So check that out. And then if you're hearing this and it's still St. Patrick's Day weekend and you use the code YODA, you get $5 off your ticket. Mm. But that ends on Sunday. So we'll get this up today, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because that always happens. But yeah, enter the code YODA. And, you know, if it doesn't work, you can always message us and we can see what we can do. So, all right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So would you come here again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll drive 2 hours. Yeah. There you go.
Drive up here, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Peace.